thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Where dost thou at noontide resort with thy sheep to feed on the pastures of love? Say, why in the valley of death should I weep, or alone in the wilderness roam? Oh, why should I wander an alien from thee, and cry in the desert for bread? Thy foes will rejoice when my sorrows they see, and smile at the tears I have shed. Ye daughters of Zion, declare if you've seen the star that on Israel shone. Say, if in your tents my beloved has been, and where with his flock he has gone. What is thy beloved, thy dignified fair? What excellent beauties has he? His charms and perfections be pleased to declare, that we may embrace him with thee. This is my beloved, his form is divine, his vestment shed order around. The locks on his head are as grapes on the vine, when autumn with plenty is crowned. The roses of Sharon, the lilies that grow in the vales on the banks of the streams, on his cheeks in the beauty of excellence blow, and his eyes are as quivers of beams. His voice as the sound of the dulcimer sweet is heard through the shadows of death. The cedars of Lebanon bow at his feet, the air is perfumed with his breath. His lips as the fountain of righteousness flow, that waters the garden of grace, from which their salvation the Gentiles shall know, and bask in the smiles of his face. Love sits on his eyelids and scatters delight through all the bright mansions on high. Their faces the cherubims veil in his sight, and tremble with fullness of joy. He looks and 10,000s of angels rejoice, and millions attend on his word. He speaks and eternity filled with his voice re-echoes the praise of her Lord. Such is my beloved in excellence bright, when pleased he looks down from above, like morn when he breathes from the chambers of light, and comforts his people with love.